This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
After a few weeks of excellent export sales, this week's report was much quieter. This has helped the market settle down ahead of the extended Memorial Day weekend. Allendale commodity broker Ben Breisch gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
Corn was right on pace. Something to note, though, that a lot of these totals that we were expecting were well above the five-year average from what we've been typically seeing this week. So while they were within the estimates, they are still fairly good from what we've been seeing the past few years. Corn was right in line. Beans had a fairly weak new crop sales, but they picked that up with fairly good old crop sales. And wheat, if there's any major story when it comes to this export sales report that came out, it's the wheat, and they were pretty weak. They were well below their estimates across the board, and that could be the reason right now while we're seeing a little bit of heaviness or a little bit of price action here that's bringing these wheat markets down some today.
The exports are still performing better than average, though, which is likely due to the fact that the U.S. still holds a pretty decent price discount to Brazil.
Our typical exports in the U.S., especially for corn, sort of dip down as we see Brazil. Their exports pick up this time of the year. However, something that is throwing a wrench in things is that we do have quite a bit of a price advantage over Brazil on the corn market, not so much on the beans, but we do hold a hefty price advantage when it comes to shipping for corn. And I'm wondering if that's why we're seeing decent export sales hold better than what we're used to over the five-year average this week. And we are expected to probably see some of that as we move forward for the rest of this month, if we hold this price advantage.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.